Need money for a cool innovation? You may want to book a ticket for King Khalid International Airport. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. There's news the Saudi government is investing $3.5 billion in the car service Uber, meaning even more cash for an already cash-rich company that is privately held, no stocks to buy on the public market. This tells us something about the changes this spring in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. John Svakianakis is Director of Economic Research at the Gulf Research Center, a think tank based in Riyadh. He used to be a senior advisor to the Saudi government. Mr. Svakianakis, good morning.
Good morning.
So we have this ride service Uber getting some Saudi money. What do you think the government strategy is?
They're trying to diversify. Uber is an interesting company. It's widespread and it's getting more visibility in Saudi Arabia. Saudi is trying to look outside of Saudi Arabia to place their money in interesting propositions, and Uber is an interesting proposition.
At a time, of course, when the Saudis are very public about this, they're just trying to diversify their economy away from the focus, of course, on fossil fuel.
Absolutely. They know very well that oil is not going to be $100 a barrel. They have announced that they want to sell Saudi Aramco. The proceeds of Saudi Aramco, the national oil company, will go towards helping the country inside, but also investing a lot of the money outside. So they're beginning, through their public investment fund, to look into these interesting propositions. Once you begin to buy a company like Uber, you begin to have a lot of venture capitalists, a lot of private equity people to knock at your door and say, look, I have this great company. Would you like to buy into it? And also you get a lot of knowledge transferred. So it's the beginning of a new era.
John Svakianakis is Director of Economic Research at the Gulf Research Center. John, thank you for the briefing.
Thank you.
Also headed for Riyadh, international bankers for a meeting next week on the Saudi government borrowing on the international debt markets for the first time, about $15 billion worth. Let's do some other numbers. The 100-share index in London is up 0.4%, but Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down only slightly, 8 points for the Dow future in question. Saw a kid last night in New Jersey with a Golden State Warriors shirt, center of the universe, I told the dad. The NBA Finals start tonight. Golden State Warriors, Cleveland Cavaliers. This is expected to draw big ratings for ABC, but as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports, ratings don't necessarily connect to dollars.
Last year's win by Golden State was also a victory for ABC. Sean Mueller is CEO of iSpot TV, which tracks television advertising. He estimates the network made more than $158 million in ad revenue during last year's finals. And a lot of those ads were sold before anyone knew we'd have a Steph Curry-LeBron James matchup.
For these big marquee events, because there's so much demand for them, the rates are generally set ahead of time.
But the ratings still matter to the network's bottom line. Victor Matheson is an economics professor at the College of the Holy Cross.
The better the Nielsen ratings are this year, the more leverage they have next year when it comes time to sell a new set of ads for next year's NBA Finals.
It's not just ratings that ABC cares about. It's also the length of the series. More games equal more millions. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
In recent years, cities in the U.S. have spent about $25 billion to put in streetcar lines, what the urban planners call light rail. The other day, the capital of congestion, the Los Angeles region, got some new light rail stations, which brings to near the stations both opportunities and tension. Lisa Napoli reports.
Now arriving, 26th Street, Bergamot Station.
As the Expo line barreled into Santa Monica on its first day, Robert Berman sat in his art gallery, worrying. His is one of 30 galleries and old industrial buildings adjacent to the station. The lease on this arts complex runs out next year, and no one knows what's next.
Right now, we only have 18 or 19 months to go. I can't even plan my shows ahead.
Everyone here in this scrappy arts community knew this wouldn't last forever. The city of Santa Monica bought these 5 acres back in 1989. The galleries were meant to be placeholders until the train rolled in.
This train is now departing. Stand clear. Doors are closing.
Now, that day has come. And Jason Harris of the Santa Monica Economic Development Department is faced with a thorny, unresolved challenge. How to work with the developer to generate more revenue for the city without destroying the arts community.
It's been a huge success, but we are interested in trying to produce additional revenue. We envision the possibility of a small boutique hotel being added to the site and add additional amenities, bar and restaurant services.
Lots of market-rate office space, too. All that means more parking, but where to put it? One thing is certain. The below-market rent paid by galleries only generates $500,000 a year for the city, far below what the land could command.
But at the end of the day, they really care about one thing, and that's money, 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 money.
Berman and others have joined together to appeal to the city. Ditch the developer and let them take charge of the community. But with 45,000 people expected to ride the train each day through this prime parcel just a mile from the beach, the idea of preserving this arts utopia may have left the station.
Please stand clear. The doors are closing.
In Santa Monica, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
And we led with Saudi investments. There's also word that a Saudi religious scholar has ruled that stealing someone else's Wi-Fi signals or laptops and phones is wrong and should not be tolerated under Islamic law. You should ask permission. If the answer is no, then no is no. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.